Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for an opportunity to study your word. Holy Spirit, help me in what I say so we can learn something to have an impact in our lives. Thank you so much for giving us Jesus. Jesus, you are the reason why we are able to gather in your name because of what you did on the cross. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us. And God, thank you for being sovereign. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For a few moments, I'm not a long-winded preacher. I hit points real quick. I hit my button to record myself so that I give it to Layla. Y'all been listening at it over and over again because I will talk fast and I will go through points fast. Because a lot of times when we listening, we miss a lot because we're focusing, then sometimes we drift off. But listen at something over and over, it helps you to shape how you think. Which leads me to what I want to talk to you about this morning. Very few times do we realize how we process things, how we operate. Some of us don't even know how we are designed. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. All right? Say that again. You are a spirit. That's who you are. You have a soul. Your soul consists of your intellect, your will, your emotions, your memory, your imagination, the will. That's your soul. That's your brain. And your body, obviously, is your physical body that encapsulates all of that. And understand that you will begin to realize that life is very simple. What makes life complicated is our environment. If you understand how to handle your environment, if you understand how to handle your surroundings, your environment is consist of where you live, who you hang around, what you're listening to, what you take into your soul, into your thoughts, into your mind. If you learn to control that, then life becomes simple. Most people don't realize that they operate like this. Your environment produces your thoughts. Your thoughts produce your feelings. Your feelings causes you to act. And your actions brings results. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Galatians 6 and 7. It says, God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, or whatever a person does, that shall he also reap. We like to call it karma. That's how some people call it. But it's some people say what goes around comes around. So if we are able to control our actions, you control your actions by how you feel. Because feelings are important. Your emotions are important. The reason why all of you are sitting here in this particular room at this particular tournament is because of your feelings, because you have passion for the game of softball. So it causes you to excel in the game when others don't excel, because there are many young adults that would love to be playing college ball. I was one of them. I didn't play college ball, and it's very simple why I didn't, because I didn't have the passion. I loved to play. I played basketball and baseball. I could play the game. I was a great third baseman. She wonders where she gets it from. I keep trying to tell her, but she don't listen. But I didn't have a passion. So feelings are important, but feelings that are not controlled. Remember now what feelings does. Feelings cause you to act. Feelings that are not, or emotions that are not controlled, will cause you to make bad decisions. And so your bad decisions, your actions, go lead to bad results. So let's look at it backwards. If my actions or my results comes from how I behave, my actions comes from how I feel, right? How I feel comes from how I think. And how I think comes from what's in my environment. So I have to control my environment if I want to control my thoughts, if I want to be empowered to handle my feelings, if I want to control my actions, and I can pretty much predict my results. So life is very simple. What makes it complicated is our environment. All right? There's a scripture, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Luke 21:19. It says, "In your patience possess ye your soul." Now, that doesn't translate, that scripture doesn't translate too good in softball, because in softball, it's very few times you can be patient. I don't think you want to be patient when you get in a rundown. You got to make a decision, which base I'm going to go to. You can't be, that scripture don't translate too good in softball, but it translates wonderful in softball when you're faced with adversity. Y'all have done it over and over and over again. When y'all been faced with adversity, y'all didn't just react. You responded. See, that's the difference in life. You can't just react to everything. Some things you have to respond to. When you respond, it gives you an opportunity to make a conscious decision. So in Luke 21:19, it says, "In your patience, possess your soul." So when you're in a tough situation in life, the best thing to do is to just pause. Pause. Think about it. What am I going to do in this situation? Now here's where God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit comes in at. Because when you take time to pause, if you can take time to pause and ask Him, "What should I do in this situation?" He will answer you. Now, here's the thing. God talks to all of us. He talks to every one of us. The question is, can you hear Him? See, that's the question. Can you hear Him? And hearing God is not difficult. I don't care what nobody tell you. Hearing God is not difficult at all. Because hearing God comes from what you do with your time. In other words, do you take time to spend time with Him? Like, I give you an example. Hearing God is very simple. The more time you spend with Him, the easier it is to recognize His voice. Romans, the 12th chapter, in the second verse, it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Why our minds need to be renewed? So that you can prove, that word prove, prove the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That word prove in the Bible, it comes from, it carries the same meaning as algebra. How many of y'all have done proofs in algebra? How many of y'all done proofs this year? Did y'all anybody do proofs this year? Anybody had to do that? I hate them. But proofs are simply algebraic questions or formulas where what's in front of the equal sign has to match what's behind the equal sign. And so you got to prove it, or you got to make what's in front recognize what's in back. So another way to say prove is recognize. So let me say it this way. It says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So what that means? That means I have to have an ability to recognize God's voice. See, God's voice is not about decibels, it's not about how loud it is. It's not about being familiar, it's about being able to recognize. I give you an example. About recognition. Chantel and I have been married for 25 years. And hanging around Chantel, I've met Chantel in preschool. So I've been knowing her all my life. All right, so we've been friends all our lives. So I've been around her. I know her characteristics. I know her tendencies. I know what she's about. So here's about recognition. I not only can recognize her voice, verbal voice, but I can recognize her actions. Give you an example. If somebody was to walk in the door and tell me right now, y'all gonna laugh at this. If y'all could come in, somebody come in right now and tell me, well, Chantel won't be at the game this afternoon because she's going to prepare to go to a strip club. I'ma automatically know that that person is lying. Mm. Why? Because I spend time with her. I know her characteristics. I know when she had opportunity to do things like that, she decided not to. It's the same thing with hearing the voice of God. The more time you spend with him, the easier it is to recognize his voice. Now, why is it important that you recognize, be able to recognize his voice? It's important that you be able to recognize his voice because life is going to bring you situations. Remember now, I told you that life is easy, life is simple. What makes life complicated is our environment. People in our environment. Basically, it's the people in our environment. It makes life difficult. It may be sometimes where you're at, where you're living, may not be an ideal situation. So you have to be able to make proper decisions. Because life is all about making more good decisions than bad decisions. Now, all of us are going to make bad decisions. We're human. We're imperfect. We don't have it all together. That's why we need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us. But life, the more good decisions you make rather than bad decisions, it really constitutes a successful life. So this is why it's important that you understand how to hear and recognize the voice of God. Because when you do that, listen, God is the only being that will love you unconditionally. Man will let you down. Friends will let you down. Siblings sometimes will let you down. Sometimes parents will let you down. Boyfriends will let you down. Girlfriends will let you down. Things of that nature will let you down. But God is the only one that is there all the time. He's the only one that will help you out of any situation. The only thing you want to be able to do is be able to recognize his voice. And you can recognize his voice right now, today, where you are. No matter what you've done in the past, no matter what you've done that you feel like you're not worthy, you can recognize his voice. And so it's important that you recognize his voice because, once again, life is simple. Life is easy. What makes it complicated is our environment. So, in my environment, if I can hear the voice of God, that means I'm going to have the right thoughts. Any thought that comes into my environment that is not right, if I spend time with him, I can take that thought and judge it and compare it. That's what it means to judge. Compare it to what he is saying. Right? Then I can make a conscious decision on what to do. Alright? So our thoughts lead to our feelings. See, feelings are important, again, like I said, because feelings is the energy that causes you to act. How many of you have gotten angry before? And you wanted to do something. That's all it is the energy to do something. That's what feelings are. Whether you're disappointed, when you're happy, are you excited? I've heard this phrase before. I know all of you have heard this phrase that hitting is contagious. Mm-hmm. It's a reason for that. If you see somebody hit and you get excited for them and you coming up the bat next, you already at that point to where, hey, I'm ready to perform. She performed in front of me. I'm about to perform, and then that's how you get into that rhythm where everybody just start hitting, bam, 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 because that emotion kicks in. So feelings are good, but we have to learn to control them. If you don't learn to control your emotions, you will find yourself making decisions that you then gonna have to calm down, pause, and make other decisions to get yourself out of this decision. All right? In Proverbs, the 4th chapter, 23rd verse. And the reason why I'm talking